Marine sanctuaries. Marine sanctuaries are a bit of a hot topic, gang. In 2018, plans for proposed sanctuaries around Sydney were scrapped after opposition from the recreational fishing community. But are most recreational anglers opposed to marine sanctuaries? Or do they actually support them? Well, our next guest did the research. Matthew Navarro is a postdoctoral research fellow at the School of Biological Sciences at the University of Western Australia. And he's here today to give us some clarity on this important issue. Matthew, hello and welcome to The Daily.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
First of all, can we outline what is a marine sanctuary and why are they important, even for those recreational anglers?
Yeah, sure. So a marine sanctuary is an area of the ocean that's kind of set aside from all extractive activities. It's also called a no-take sanctuary, so you're basically not allowed to take anything from those areas. And we implement marine sanctuaries for several different reasons, but I tend to think of them, they're mainly about conservation and science and people getting out there enjoying nature in its natural state.
So there's...
I think they're really important, given all the pressures that are on the marine environment. And it's important to have areas basically set aside from extractive activities.
Right. And so when you say extractive activities, do you mean things like fishing, spear diving, or what's it called?
Spear fishing.
So basically any kind of fishing activity.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's kind of about having areas where, you know, we're not directly affecting the marine environment, we're just leaving it and seeing what happens there.
Okay. Now, there's a bit of a perception that recreational fishers don't support marine sanctuaries. Why do you think that's the case?
Yeah, sure. So actually, a lot of reasons why fishers might not support marine sanctuaries. Some of them relate to the fact that, you know, fishers aren't actually allowed to go into marine sanctuaries, so they're being excluded from an area. And this can impact their enjoyment from fishing. That's a pretty natural thing to expect. But also, during the planning processes, quite often the local knowledge of recreational fishers might get left to the side a little bit, and fishers might feel a bit disengaged by that. So, you know, a part of it is that fishers lack of control over the process and influence.
Okay.
Over how the sanctuaries are designed.
Right. So they're not kind of being asked, you know, what their thoughts are or how they feel or what they think is a good idea.
I mean, they often are asked, but the extent to which those opinions get addressed in the management plans, there's some question about that. And many fishers might feel that their opinions aren't really adequately addressed.
Right. Okay. Your research, it was an effort to find out how fishers generally really feel about marine sanctuaries themselves. How was that research conducted? Were you out there wetting a line every weekend, just asking the person standing next to you what they thought? How did you go about it?
Yeah. So I visited 10 marine parks around Australia, and I targeted the areas where there was the biggest proportion of sanctuary zones. So there's these big areas where you can't go fishing. And I basically sat at boat ramps for, I think it was about 70 days all up at these marine parks from dawn till dusk. And I approached fishers as they were launching or retrieving their boats, and I had a yarn to them and did a little survey with them asking what they thought of the sanctuary zones.
Okay. Did you have to like preface it with, I'm not from the authorities. I'm not going to measure your catch.
Absolutely. Yeah,
do you actually fish?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, okay, cool. I was going to say, because otherwise that would be like just a really intense research project for someone who's not interested in the area.
No, I'm very interested in recreational fishing. I grew up recreational fishing. I wetted a few lines on my field trip, may as well, while you're sitting there at the boat ramp.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. And was everyone pretty receptive?
The fishers were actually fantastic. Like, they were so amazing. They really engaged, really interested in the topic, really willing to participate. So you really couldn't ask for more from them.
Yeah, okay. And over here on the East Coast, we're currently seeing marine sanctuaries being scrapped in places like Batemans Bay Marine Park on the South Coast. Why do you think this is, considering the research shows that most fishers are actually in favour of the sanctuaries?
Yeah, sure. So I don't think I actually covered it, but my research actually found that 72% of the active fishers in established marine parks were supportive of the no-take zones in their marine park. That said, I didn't actually visit Batemans Bay, so I'm not sure about the situation there, but we can kind of expect this pretty consistent trend across all 10 marine parks that I did visit of high levels of support. That said, there are individuals in the community that were not supportive. It's the minority of people, but they are there and potentially, you know, they're the really avid fishers that go out there every week and they're really potentially influential in the local fishing communities. And if they are put out, then you know, that might be one reason why there's been these calls to reverse things on the South Coast.
Yeah, kind of like squeaky wheel gets the oil, right? Like they're really vocal against it, then maybe that's just what's being heard.
Yeah, potentially. You know, and one of the outcomes of my research really shows that I think it's important that someone does go out there. If you go to a boat ramp, you'll find a cross-section of everyone, and that's not just the avids, it's the mums and dads, the families going out there. It's a big part of recreational fishing, and we kind of forget about it. But, you know, there are these mums and dads and just people going out there casually to go fishing, and if you talk to all of them, you actually find a high level of support for sanctuaries.
Yeah, wow. And so how do you think decision makers could better gauge public support of marine sanctuaries rather than having to like go around to 70 days worth of sitting on boat ramps? How could we gauge that public support and then use that information in the future?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, one approach is just to do that, to go to the boat ramps and do the surveys. Another thing to think about is, you know, when there's planning committees and things, is to try not to, you know, one issue is that you put out a call for a planning meeting for a marine park and the people that are most concerned are the ones that show up. And that's quite logical because, you know, they're the most impacted. But maybe there should be some effort to recruit people that are just average fishers or, you know, those mums and dads and get them in the room as well and get them involved in the planning process.
Matthew, thank you so much for your time this morning. We really appreciate it. And you're all the way over in WA. And as I said before, you're all living large. Enjoy the weekend that's coming up.
Thank you so much.
Bye.